Hi, Paul Slack. It's Stephanie. I'm with Stephanie Oswald. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing great. I'm in New York City, and the lights were lit at the tree at Rockefeller Center last night, and it's an exciting time. Holiday travel survival mode.
Wow. Well, we should try to get together. Unbelievable.
That would be great.
All right, let's see if we can do it. 10 survival tips for holiday travel to survive the holiday. Wow, look at this. Travel season with Frosty the Snowman size meltdown.
You don't want to have a Frosty the Snowman size meltdowns. And now I've got some tips for you on everything from gift giving to saving money and still celebrating away from home, and also how to upgrade any trip.
Okay, so you always have good tips and wise tips, and people should really pay attention here because life should be enjoyed, and this is a good way to help to make that happen. So, Stephanie, what do you have here?
Absolutely, Paul. Well, first off, you know, Travel Girl Magazine is celebrating 15 years of publication, and to keep the party going this year, I'm promoting people give experiences instead of items, and that works really well with travel, Paul. And I'm recommending that you do a little DIY project, right? Before the holidays, and create your own travel coupons for your friends and family. It could be something as simple as let's go to the museum, maybe give someone a treat of a couple tickets to go to whatever museum they like if you want to do a staycation, or maybe a coupon that's good for a trip to the beach for a weekend getaway. But these can be really fun. You can make it even more special than these that I've got in my hands, or you can roll it up, put some ribbons, put theme stickers on it, whatever you want to do. But it can be a lot of fun and a good way to give people something to get excited about.
Wow, that's a great idea. What else? Because I know you have lots of good ideas.
I want to make sure we hear more. Well, something we're really excited about at Travel Girl Magazine is all the great deals that are out there. And one that I want to share with you is at three beautiful locations in Mexico. They come with unlimited luxury where everything's included. We're talking about beachfront accommodations, gourmet meals, top shelf spirits, and great activities for the whole family, or romance, or maybe a little solo getaway if you want to treat yourself. It's Reflect Resorts and Spas. And Paul, the even better news is that if you go to their website, reflectresorts.com, between now and December 20th and book a trip, you can save 50% on your room, which is amazing. And you get a $400 voucher that you can use for the spa or maybe some excursions. So those are the types of deals that really get me excited and make me say, hey, let's go to the beach, right?
Oh my God, that's one of the best deals I've heard in a long time. That's super.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, it's an easy trip right over the border and gives you an opportunity to kind of reflect on the year that just went by and going forward. Also, the stay doesn't have to be just for the holidays. It can go into 2019 as well. So great opportunity there.
All right. What else we have?
Well, if you want to go somewhere exciting for New Year's that's not as far away, maybe you want to head to my hometown, New Orleans. For the third year in a row, we are doing Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, or I think it's officially the New Year's Rockin' Eve, and that can be a lot of fun. Or if you want to head to a beach that's closer to home, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina has some great deals as well, and you know there's golf, there's the boardwalk. You can save up to 30% on a winter stay, and I like to say a walk on the beach is a great way to start any day, any time of the year.
Uh-huh. You know, I see something here because you sent me some updates on what to look at here. I see the word earplugs. Why do I see earplugs?
Earplugs. Okay, well, that gets to the next tip. Okay, I want to talk about how you can upgrade instantly. There are a couple ways to do it. And if you want to give yourself a comfort upgrade on one of your trips, then pack some little things in your carry-on bag for the flight. And earplugs are one of those items. So earplugs, a face mask, and essential oils like lavender to relax you, and face spritzer, very important to keep you hydrated. Also drink your water on the plane, and then hand cream as well, because we get dried out when we travel, and so it's important to have some of these creature comforts that can make your trip a lot smoother. You know, when you're sitting on the plane and waiting for everybody to board and get their bags stuffed into the overhead, it's great if you can just relax and put some hand cream on, inhale a little lavender oil, put your face mask on. You know, that can work for a car trip as well, road trip, but just make sure you're not the one driving if you're going to try to use the face mask.
Good advice, Stephanie. All right, what else do you have?
Well, if you want to give yourself a fashionista upgrade, then why not buy yourself the perfect weekender bag? And one that I really love is the carry bag. It is gorgeous, big leather bag that's going to carry everything for a weekend. And you can check that out on Instagram at Couture by Alicia. And just something fun, you know, if you're looking for a treat for that special woman in your life. Also, if you want to upgrade, you know,
I've seen those bags. I know those bags. Those are fantastic.
They are, and they're just so classy. So that's what I love about them.
Good colors too.
We are also looking at different ways to upgrade us when it comes to logistics. So upgrading our trip. This is something I know people say, well, I usually talk about saving money, which is very important, but this is one instance where you should splurge a little bit, give yourself the gift of direct travel, direct flights, because during the winter season, the more stops you have, the more opportunities there are for travel disruptions. So go ahead and spend the extra $40, $50 for the direct flight and make sure that that way you get to your destination quicker, you can get to your friends and family faster, check into your hotel sooner, and just give yourself a chance to relax when you get to your destination or run around and do those last-minute holiday chores.
I think that's massively important, to be frank with you. Those layovers, really, they could drain you.
They can. I mean, to be honest, during the rest of the year when there's not as many issues regarding weather, layovers can be fun if they're at an airport. For example, my kids love when we have a layover in Detroit because my daughter likes to go through the what she calls the rainbow tunnel. And if you've been through the airport in Detroit, never had to switch, there's one of the terminals where you go downstairs and it's this tunnel where they play music and there's rainbow lights and it's really fun. Well, it's fun when you're 8 years old, but not when you're, you know, when you're in your 30s and you're trying to get through to your next place, and you just, it's better to have the direct flight. But it can be fun other times of the year. Also,
no doubt.
Yes, well, also, and you know, in JFK, for example, or Atlanta, these airports, you can go shopping, you can go to the spa. There's so many things you can do at the airports these days. So if you do get stuck on a layover, it's not the end of the world. In New Orleans, they just recently redid our concourses with all kinds of great food so that, you know, great food all over New Orleans, but we even carry on that tradition at the airport now. So whether it's Dookie Chase's or some of the other great names, you can get a great meal. So if you have to do a layover, it's okay. But if you can afford to go ahead and splurge a little and do the direct flight when it's possible, do it.
There you go. Inhale, exhale.
Yes, taking a breath. Remembering that, you know, we are so lucky to live in this day of modern day travel and to be grateful for the fact that we can jump on a plane and in a couple of hours go from one coast to the other or from north to south. And it really is a miracle. So something we should be thankful for this holiday season. And when you're in line at the TSA, no better place to feel grateful because you've got to remember the people who are traveling in front of you may only travel once a year. This could be their big trip. So even if you're a frequent flyer, you want to bring patience. I always say patience is something you can pack in your bags, doesn't take up any room, and it can also lead to a more pleasant experience for everyone around you. When you are in the TSA line too, think about when you're traveling, don't wear a lot of metal. Don't remember that you are going to have to take out any liquids or gels that are awkward, and you want to make sure you have that handy, easy to pull out. Anything that's bigger than a cell phone that's electronic is going to have to come out of your bag. And if you're older than 12 and under 75, you're going to have to take your shoes off probably unless you have TSA pre-check. So just kind of mentally be prepared so that when you get there, you're not all flustered.
All right, Stephanie, anything else you
just to make sure you get out there and enjoy this year. And also, this is a great time to think about your bucket list for 2019. I'm a big fan of making that bucket list and 2019 and beyond. If there are any special anniversaries or birthdays or events happening for your family, and you know that you're going to be traveling and you know the destination, the sooner you book, the better deal you're going to get. So think about that. And also think about giving that gift of travel to celebrate one of those special occasions next year.
What's your website again?
Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com. And also please follow me on Twitter at Travel Girl Steph. And if you go, our winter issue has Bobby Flay on the cover. Very exciting, Iron Chef Bobby Flay. And we have some cooking school information in there, places where you can learn to cook like a pro yourself. Also, we go to Norfolk, Virginia, where they have great seafood, and lots of other exciting places too. Jerusalem, we also talk about the college bowl games for those people who love college football. So lots of good stuff. Check it out.
And Stephanie knows the mostest. She knows the most about travel. You really do.
Thanks.
That's not a word, but I am making it a word.
I really like it.
You're so special in that. Fantastic. And you're so upbeat, and you've taught me so much in our audience, and great comments. So thank you very much. Stephanie, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me gratitude. Gratitude, being grateful. And then finding that, I think we find peace in our hearts when we are grateful for everything we have.
I'm with you. All right. Welcome to New York again. I know you're always coming here and your hometown, New Orleans. And and thanks so much. All right.
I do love New York. Thank you, Paul. And happy, happy travels to you. Hopefully we'll cross paths soon.
Great, Stephanie. All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.